Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
The Hone Bridge. It's a Milwaukee landmark and a daily route for many of the city's commuters. But perhaps you've noticed a certain smell that infiltrates your car as you're driving.
What is that?
Ew.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm Audrey Nowakowski, and for this week's Bubbler Talk, a listener named Terry asked, what's that rotten egg smell driving over the Hone Bridge? Well, to find out, I took a trip to Jones Island to meet Bill Graffin, Public Information Manager for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District.
It's a tough call where exactly it's coming from, but when you're driving over the bridge, over the wastewater treatment plant, it's probably a good guess that it's coming from here.
Jones Island has been home to MMSD's wastewater treatment facility since 1926. In other words, it's where your sewage goes when you flush the toilet, run your garbage disposal, or spit toothpaste down the drain. However, it turns out that that crap you smell is actually doing a lot of good.
We treat wastewater here, and we also have a distinctive smell that comes from the production of malorganite, which is a fertilizer that we've been making since 1926 and selling around the country.
Malorganite stands for Milwaukee Organic Nitrogen. This organic fertilizer is made with that wastewater you smell. Here's how. First, the screening process takes out all large objects from the untreated water. Then, it's off to the settling tanks, where oil and grease float to the top and solids sink to the bottom. The third step is a secondary treatment that involves microscopic organisms, also known as the good bugs.
Those organisms, or bugs, eat organic material out of the water. They clean the water. They're the workhorses of wastewater treatment. And we take a certain percentage of those bugs out of the mix every day and reintroduce the rest back into the tanks to clean the water. And we take those bugs and we put them into this big, huge building, the malorganite factory, and we squeeze the water out of them. We put them in these huge dryers and tumble them to certain pellet sizes. And then they're sold as fertilizer around the country.
What water is left from the treatment process is disinfected with the chlorine byproduct that is then neutralized before it's returned to Lake Michigan.
The water that goes out of the plant is much, much cleaner than what comes in. And, you know, we have a pretty good track record meeting treatment standards that are above and beyond what the state and the federal government calls for.
So depending on the wind direction or even the season, Bill Graffin says the smells are just a part of living in the city.
Well, there's no question that it is a beneficial reuse, but if it's an odor to someone, it's an odor. You can't explain your way out of that one. If people don't like it, I don't know what to say, except we're looking at it. We're trying to come up with some solutions here.
And if you are skeptical about using biosolids such as malorganite in your garden or on your lawn, Graffin says that its 91-year history and counting speaks for its quality.
People love malorganite. I mean, the golf course superintendents, the master gardeners, people who really know their stuff know it's a great product, and it's a slow-release fertilizer that just is fantastic. You know, we call it goof-proof because you really can't screw it up.
But if the smell truly does bother you, you can always plug your nose as you drive over the bridge. Just remember to keep the other hand on the steering wheel.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in southeastern Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.